What's up, you mother suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
That's right, Mike. You remember that one.
It's yes,
Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend is always here with me, man. My nigga Darius McCrary's in the building.
Holy crap. Darius McCrary's in the house. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. And they're always glad you came.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Chinese best friend, you need to learn that song a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's all right, Chinese.
The lyrics.
It would be really impressive if you learned it in Chinese.
That would be fucking
That
awesome.
Would be fucking awesome.
Great idea.
That we could do a remake.
Yeah.
You know? But and then we would mix it with, it's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. So you better sing, Chinese best.
Hard to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue
inside this gentle wall.
You better say Chinese bestie. There.
Chinese bestie has hidden talents.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but I have hidden talent. I can't remember lyrics. I have a short-term memory and long-term.
That's because you've been smoking that good weed. That's all right.
No, I have not smoked it yet.
Which, if I become governor,
that's a Filipino in you.
If I become governor, I'm going to make sure it's legal everywhere.
Woohoo!
Everywhere.
He doesn't even smoke weed.
I don't, honey.
Let's just be
But
real.
It calms a lot of people down. It ends the crime.
It does.
Everybody happy.
Absolutely.
Mike, every time I see Darius McCrary, he's 20 years younger. What kind of elixir is he using?
Man, that's called juices and berries. Or where he...
There it is. I mean, Michael introduced it to me, you know, when he brought it back from Africa, and I have been on it ever since.
This son of a bitch never gave me any of those.
It won't work on your skin, Chinese Bestie.
Because, yeah. But you know what, though, Chinese Bestie? You really do resemble a black man. You are a brother from another mother to me, and I just want you to know that I identify with you as black.
Oh, Mike, you hear that?
He might be black to you. He's a nigga to me.
Well, Mike, I'm running for governor now.
I'm sorry.
So I have to be politically correct.
So governor, what? It is California?
California.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm a native Californian.
Born and raised.
I'm born and raised.
Where are you born? What part of Cali?
South Central. You know, I'm from 60. I'm from 60.
Holy crap.
Yeah, oh, rolling 60s?
Yeah, rolling 60s, cuz.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you was born in Chicago.
Yeah. No. That's Eddie Winslow from Chicago.
Oh, Eddie Winslow was born in Chicago.
Yeah, see, you know. And you know what? After I do my tenure here in California as mayor, as governor, they tried to get me to run for mayor first, but mayor has no power.
Yeah.
So
they don't have any power?
Not much.
Well, you know, they can't keep the money. They can't steal money, huh?
They can't steal money. Right, that part. So after that, we might go do something in Chicago to help the people of Chicago because they really need help there.
You didn't come alone. You brought your lady with you.
I brought my lady.
Oh,
Natalia.
Natalia?
Yes, Tanya.
Before my other guests come, you could that way have your own mic.
Yeah, you could have your own mic.
Have your own mic before I bring my ladies on. Yeah. So that way we can talk for a minute before I bring on the Blacks and Angels. It's Titty Tuesday.
Yeah.
Titty. Let's talk for a second. When the ladies come, they'll take over. Then she can move over.
Yeah.
When the ladies come, let's get to meet your woman.
This
man.
Is my beautiful and my lovely fiance Tanya, the artist formerly known as Tanya James, who will be, her new stage name will be Tanya McCrary.
Okay.
But I told her to keep James. Tanya James McCrary. I want to be like Jackie Onassis. Keep all the motherfucking names.
That's right. Keep
all. That's a great name.
You know I was keeping them anyways. He didn't have to tell me.
Yes, baby.
Wow, who was she married to before?
Well, she was married to my godfather, actually.
Who's your godfather?
Rick James.
I'm Whoa! Rick James, bitch. God damn.
Oh, Rick James.
So she's my fairy godmother wife.
Wow. So your
damn,
godfather dies.
Incestuous.
Rest in peace. And then you take his woman.
No, that's not
Mr. Steal your bitch right here.
No, she took me, actually. I mean, it was a whirlwind. And
is that how you remember it?
Yes,
don't make me burn you.
Oh, baby. You know, we will burn a bitch. I didn't say that. I'm running for governor. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
He said it.
You might you keep talking like they're gonna run for block captain, motherfucker. So how long you guys been fucking?
Great question, Michael Blackson.
Well, you know, we've been together on and off for about 17 years now.
Wow.
Oh, Rick James was alive 17 years ago.
No, he was not.
Yeah,
no,
he was.
No, so, so let me tell you. Look,
Mike, your Wi-Fi is not working.
Mike, go to fact check. Listen, so what happened was it was just fate, right, man?
When did Rick James die? When did?
Wow.
Right.
No,
she was having an affair with you.
No,
while she
was. She was not. That's not how that happened.
I met Darius at the funeral.
Oh, you're right. Exactly. Oh.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
Yeah, at the funeral.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
And you know the way that it really went.
Well, you
down,
know what? That's why people crash funeral crashes. Right. I heard of wedding crashes. I also heard of women are so vulnerable on funerals.
You're
they are
right.
Sad
no,
and ready to give up
right.
the pussy.
No, no,
right?
You took advantage of me.
I did not know.
Guilty?
No, I actually I am guilty, but I was taking advantage of.
I'm tying you up and burning you
please,
when we get
promise,
home.
Promise. Yes.
Titty.
It's
Titty Tuesday.
Yay.
Wow.
No, but you know what? It's really deep, though, because we have a really deep connection. Being a veteran in this industry for 37 years now, you know, it's really hard to find people that are real, people that really understand what it is that we go through as entertainers. You know, Mike, I always tell you all the time, man, and I mean, Chinese best to you too, man. I appreciate you brothers, you know, for being so real and being so solid, because people come and go, you know, and they some of them are better actors than us. You know,
even recently, where a lot of clout chasers out there try to use different reasons for fame,
yeah. Man. And I tell people all the time, I don't understand. You chasing clout? I wasn't even chasing fame. I never asked for any of this. You know, shit. I'm trying to get some of this shit back. I'm like a white person with white privilege. I don't even know I got this shit. I'm like, I don't want my white privilege. You know, but I mean, it's cool. You know, when you walk in somewhere and everybody knows your name.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
I mean, bitches are easy.
Well, some of them are, honey. Most
in
of them
Hollywood.
Are. Most of them, you're right. They I'm sure are, especially if they're clout chasing. But no, the thing is
I hate clout chasers.
I hate clout chasers.
Let me tell you something. I had it happen to me one time. That I remember.
Okay.
So this one particular chick came to my birthday party, you know, just taking pictures of me. I'm like, okay, sure, I'm take a picture, you know.
Yeah.
Next, you know, popped up to another party I am. Make another video. I'm like, oh, sure, no problem. Next thing you know, this bitch got a whole story on Instagram.
Exactly.
I'm
fucking
dating her.
Bitch.
Wow. And it's that easy today.
Yeah, it is that easy.
It's that easy. It's so crazy.
Everything's for the gram.
For the likes. For the likes. It's like, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, you got people who've worked their craft for years, who've studied, who've sacrificed. I mean, you know, sleepless nights. I mean, up early in the morning, discipline, early call times. Here you go. And the motherfucker can just pop up and come to a party and put you on a fucking story and fuck your shit up. And now you backpedaling, trying to figure out, trying to explain. And I don't fucking have to explain shit to no motherfucking body. That's what's crazy about it. I'm here for the work. I'm here for the people. I've been here for 37 years, and I'm going to continue to work. I got my first lady. We're finna run for
the first lady.
The first lady, yeah.
Wow, it would be the first time we have a White House. Well, not governor house. Where the governor live at? Is it like a
governor's mansion? It's the governor's mansion.
I thought it was like a crack house. What's it called?
The governor mansion.
Oh, there's a governor mansion?
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's got to be in the capital, so it has to be like Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah, we're not living in Sacramento.
Honey, you're not going to be governor.
I'm good on that.
Honey, we can get hyphy. We
it's
right up by the bay,
locked.
Baby. They got good. They
I
got
need
good,
the beach.
Baby, that's all the good weed up there is right by the bay.
Negative.
It'd be good.
Negative.
Baby.
No.
Come on.
We're going to have to figure that out.
Well, we'll do it like
we'll
Donald
talk about
Trump.
It later.
We'll talk about it later.
Not that you can't be real, but you can't go to the store and be normal or like do anything normal. It's kind of like, I feel like everybody's always looking at you, and like it's like you don't want to always be looked at, and I feel like that's hard. And I'm like, I'm just an Instagram model, I don't have that much followers, but sometimes it gets crazy. I go somewhere and people are like just annoying, and I'm just that regular person. So I can't imagine somebody that is always watching you, your every step, your every move, like you can't breathe.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
As Rick James's wife, you know, he was an icon, a musical icon. But then being with Darius, I realized like he's more recognizable than my husband was, because he was on primetime TV. He was in everybody's living room. Mm-hmm. Whereas a musical icon, you know, you kind of have to seek them out. They aren't just in your living room every night on the TV during family time.
And then the people feel like they
Then they feel comfortable with coming up and like sitting down at your table. Oh my God, you changed my life. And it's a positive message. But then it's like, boundaries, bitch. But then I don't say it, but in my mind I'm like, fuck off. Mm-hmm. Respectfully.
Eddie Winslow is a very wonderful man, though.
Well, thank you, Chase.
And so is Darius McCrary.
The moral of the story is that I just want to say that to people. When people are having dinner, no matter how many times you saw them on TV or how much you like their songs,
let us eat.
Just let them be. And maybe towards the end when they're walking out, like politely ask them.
I love it when people do that.
But I mean, like,
I'll go even harder for them when they do that. But then you have to also take an accountability. You have to understand, like Tanya just said, we did sign up for this, and these people feel like taken into account. They feel like they know us, and they also feel like they'll never get to see us again. They're like, yo, this the mother sucker. He might leave. I have to walk up to him, and I have to tell him. I have to say I'm a bitch ass nigga. Yes. I have to say to him,
I'm the only guy that people come to me and curse me out. You punk bitch, ugly bitch nigga. Yeah.
And they're giving you a
black
compliment.
Bitch, and it's a compliment.
Right.
Yeah.
All my compliments starts with black bitch.
Oh my God.
You black ugly nigga, you punk black bitch.
Imagine the motherfucker coming to you asking you
in front of your kids, and like kids like, why they calling you this?
But imagine the walking to you saying, did I do that? And I'm like, motherfucker, that's not even my line.
That was my
co-star line, motherfucker. I don't know. Did you do that? Tell me. What you trying to tell me, motherfucker? You trying to tell me something?
Do I look like I was ever a nerd?
Edo, I'm like, where?
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.